Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to part 43 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. In the recent sessions, the Chafetz Chaim described the requirement of Dan Lekaf Suchus, to judge people favorably and not to talk badly about people, even if they did on occasion do something wrong. The Chafetz Chaim continues in this session by describing a person who's Ein Pachad Elokim Leneged Einov. He does not fear God. He has no moral calling. Haporek Mi'olav O'malcho Shamayim. He's free and he's just not interested in basic religious standards. In other words, you do not see in this person a struggle to try to observe. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Muchach mina, one can realize, Shalomachma shegovar yitzro olav, it's not because the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, overcame him on occasion. Kiem b'shirirus libo hu holech, he's a free man, he does his own thing. And this creates a very different ruling, and we deal with it in a very different way. Tzarech l'shafta l'tzad hachov, you're fine judging him stringently in your judgment. Acharei sheneschazek l'rosh ha'gomor, because indeed he's not a good person. What we're looking over here is a very challenging situation, but it's very necessary to explore. The laws of Lashon Hara are firm laws, but they're not intended to handicap us from getting damaged. So that, for example, if there's a wicked person and he's trying to take advantage of people, borrow money from them, pulling on their heartstrings of his need, based on his need, and then not paying back, either because he skips town or whatever. So the laws of Lashon Hara are not going to restrict us from spreading this information and protecting people. On the contrary, the other pasuk, Lo Sa'amod al Dam Re'echo, don't sit idly by when your fellow is being damaged, is the pasuk that's going to come into play. Likewise, when it comes to educating people or community standards, there's a difference between a person who makes mistakes periodically, and we have a level of tolerance and interpretation where they make mistakes, give them breathing room. But on the other hand, in this case we're discussing in this session, where the person is doing his own thing, wanton sinning, in the description of the Chafetz Chaim, so then a different ruling comes into play, where it's Am She'itcha B'Torah U'V'Mitzvos, only a person who's with you in Torah and Mitzvos is going to be protected by the laws of Lashon Hara. But if a person definitively has crossed the line where there's no longer the ability to be Dan Lekaf Schus, and indeed, people are going to learn from that behavior if you're not outspoken in some way, so then they're not protected by Lashon Hara laws, restrictions, and one is allowed to, with clarity, clarify that the behavior that they are exhibiting is wrong. Now, if the person does not have a strong background religiously, which is the typical case nowadays, then we would classify the person as a tinok shenishba, a person who's been undereducated. And in such a case, one can share with their children or neighbors with clarity that it's wrong behavior, but one would not have the right to make fun of them or purposely speak Lashon Hara in a negative type of way. It's simply a matter of clarifying things. Now, in the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim reviews with us the practicalities of speaking Lashon Hara in such a case. Again, we're not looking to ridicule, we're not looking to disgrace, we're not looking to publicize Lashon Hara, but we need to be practical that people should not lose out because of someone else's misdeeds and bad impressions in the community if we can't clarify for them that this is wrong behavior. For example, the Chafetz Chaim points out that you can only speak about things that you actually saw, not things that are just out there as rumors. Number two, whatever it is has to be truly a sin that you're going to speak against, not just a difference in style between different people. Some people come 5 minutes late for an appointment, for example, and it's not considered in their culture to be a terrible thing. Number three, you're not allowed to increase the magnitude of the violation, state it the way it is, and explain why it's wrong, and sheyichaven lito elis, and that you should indeed have in mind purposeful, and not because you're looking to ruin or badmouth another person. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.